This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin's move to suspend his country's participation in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with Washington. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The so-called New START treaty was already on life support, given Russia canceling talks aimed at salvaging the pact. Putin has now pulled back. The president was in Poland, meeting with counterparts from NATO's eastern flank, pledging the U.S. will stay at their side as Putin's Ukraine invasion continues.
You're on the front lines of our collective defense, and you know better than anyone what's at stake in this conflict.
Saying it's not just Ukraine, it's freedom itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in Poland say a Russian citizen who's been living and conducting business activities in Poland for years has been charged with spying for Russia between 2015 and 2022. The man was detained in April on evidence that he'd collected information concerning the military readiness of the Polish armed forces and of NATO troops. That was then passed on to the Russian intelligence service. The man faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. Relations between Russia and the countries in the Soviet sphere of influence have long been tense, but the invasion of Ukraine has increased suspicion about Moscow's intentions. China state broadcaster CCTV says the death toll from the collapse of an open-pit coal mine in northern China has increased to 5, with 48 people still missing. Search and rescue efforts resumed at the Alsa League mine in Inner Mongolia Thursday, hours after a massive landslide prompted officials to suspend the effort. This is VOA News. Northern Irish police have arrested three men in connection with the attempted murder of a senior detective they suspect was carried out by the new IRA Irish Nationalist Militant Group. The detective is in critical condition, having undergone surgery overnight. The shooting happened in the town of Omagh on Wednesday evening in front of children after a soccer game. Authorities say the detective was shot a number of times by two gunmen while he was putting soccer balls in his car after finishing a coaching session with an under-15 soccer team. Authorities say the investigation is at an early stage and they are keeping an open mind.
Our primary focus of that investigation is on violent dissident Republicans, and within that, a group called New IRA. We continue to work against these groups. We know that they have a level of capability, and as we've seen this horrific attack play out last night.
The three men were arrested under the Terrorism Act and are currently being questioned by detectives. Minutes from the last meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve showed strong support among its board of governors for another increase in the interest rate. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Nearly all of the Federal Reserve policymakers agreed earlier this month to slow the rate of their increases to a quarter point, with only a few supporting a larger half-point hike. Most of the officials supported the quarter-point increase because a slower pace would better allow them to assess the economy's progress towards reducing inflation to their 2% target. Fed officials unanimously agreed that ongoing increases in the Fed's key rate would be appropriate, which points to additional hikes in the next two meetings at least. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Kenya's tourism ministry says earnings jumped 83% last year as the sector recovered from the COVID-19 pandemic. Tourism Review is expected to more than double over the next 4 years, as Victoria Amungo reports from Nairobi.
Earnings from the tourism sector increased to more than $2.1 billion last year. That's a gigantic leap from the $1.16 billion earned in 2021, when the pandemic was holding down international travel. 16% of the visitors last year arrived from America, according to the ministry, about 12% from Uganda and 10% from the United Kingdom. The impact of COVID-19 in 2020 brought Kenya's tourism industry to a screeching halt, with more than 2 million people losing their jobs at the time. Victoria Amunga for VOA News, Nairobi.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.